This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2540, All You Need, You Already Have, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, hoping to help both you and me find a little more happiness, inspiration, and motivation in our day. So with that, let's get right to our next article and continue optimizing your life. All You Need, You Already Have, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. There's a famous stone water basin outside of the even more famous Ryonji Temple in Kyoto with four characters that read, Waretada Shirutaru. This is a Zen saying that can be translated in a number of ways, all to do with contentment. But my favorite translation is, all you need, you already have. I think it's such a lovely way of looking at life. As you sit here hearing this article, pause and take an assessment of your life right now. Chances are you have enough food, clothing, shelter, and other basic necessities in your life. You might also have loved ones, people who care about you. You're mostly comfortable without any desperate needs. All you need, you already have. And yet, we don't see life this way. We're dissatisfied, looking for more comfort, more love, more knowledge, more certainty, more possessions, more food, more entertainment, more validation. I do this too. I'm not criticizing anyone. We don't often embody the idea that we already have enough. If we remember to do so, we can give thanks for what we have. We can appreciate the beauty, the preciousness of every moment of being alive. It is a miracle, and we don't have to take it for granted. So to me, the question is, how can we learn to embody this idea? All you need, you already have. Learning to embody enoughness. It's nice to say that we have all we need, but what does this mean in practice? What actions can we take to help us remember this? I find it helpful to try to remember a few principles in my daily life. Number one, appreciation. If we have all we need, the problem is that we forget this simple fact. So we can develop the habit of noticing what we already have, being thankful for it, not taking it for granted. We can appreciate the people in our lives instead of complaining about them, the possessions we already have instead of thinking we need more, the food we get to eat, which might mitigate our desire for yet more food pleasures, and the simple moments that we often take for granted instead of needing even more entertainment and distraction. Number two, respect. If we appreciate something or someone, we might treat them with respect. In the Zen tradition, bowing to others and even to your meditation cushion are a deep part of practice. It shows a respect for the world around us, which supports us and which we are deeply a part of. You might not want to bow to everyone you meet, but you can make a mental bow to them, offering respect internally, even if you don't make any sign that you're bowing. It will show in your other actions. And number three, turning towards others. If we already have enough, why worry so much about ourselves? Why not see what we can do for others? There are others who are suffering, perhaps starving or facing violence, or perhaps just sick with anxiety or depression. We can't solve all of these ills alone, of course, but if we do our best to help others as much as possible, perhaps we can contribute towards the betterment of the lives of all beings. This doesn't mean you need to spend every waking hour devoted to helping other people, but even considering whether your motivations are other-facing or for yourself is a good practice. So how do we learn to embody these principles? Through habits and rituals. Rituals to embody enoughness. It's hard to remember to be present and grateful and filled with enoughness throughout the day, with all that we have going on, with all of our distractions and internal stories. So I recommend forming little rituals that help us remember. Here's a list of ideas for rituals, but I don't recommend trying to form all of these rituals, and especially not all at once. Try one at a time and see what helps you. Wake up and say a little prayer of thanks for what you have in your life. Keep a one-paragraph gratitude journal every evening. When you meet someone, bow to them in your mind out of respect. You might touch your heart or offer them a smile if that helps. When you eat, Say a little prayer of thanks to everyone who made your meal possible, farmers, cooks, transporters, their families, etc. Appreciate every bite if you can. Before you start a new activity, a work task, a workout, a meeting, etc., pause and ask yourself what your intention is for this activity. Is it focused on helping others? Or when you're done with an activity, show respect for others, your environment, and your equipment by respectfully and mindfully cleaning up instead of rushing to the next activity. There are other rituals, of course, but these are a good start. You might also ask yourself before you buy something whether you really need more or if you have enough. Ask yourself before you go to an app on your phone or a website on your computer whether you're doing it to help others or to fulfill a need that you don't need fulfilled. Ask yourself as you interact with someone else whether you're showing them deep respect and appreciation, whether you're focused on helping them or protecting yourself. Ask yourself regularly throughout your day whether you have all you need. I think you'll find that you do, and by appreciating that fact more often, you can see what a profound miracle that is. You just listened to the post titled, All You Need, You Already Have by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Leo. He had a good point in there about appreciation. He said, if we have all we need, the problem is that we forget this simple fact. If you've been listening for a while, you'd know that awareness is something that comes up pretty frequently here on this show. I usually mention meditation and journaling, but he had some other ideas too that can be just as helpful. Pausing was a simple one. Showing or even just thinking about respect for people or your environment, saying a short prayer. There are many, many different ways to bring these good things into our lives. And whatever you'll do most consistently is probably the best answer because that will likely be different from one person to the next. No matter which you or I choose, the key is going to be repetition. So whatever makes you happy and makes you wanting to come back to do it again, that's the one. And obviously that applies to many different areas of life as well. Hopefully hearing articles like these will help you and me along the way. So thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with another post where your optimal life awaits.